And we're now joined by Leslie Elkin, curator of the Margaret Flockton Award exhibition and a former winner of it herself. Here to discuss this year's running of the award is Leslie. Good morning, Leslie.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now tell us, who was Margaret Flockton?
Margaret Flockton was the Royal Botanic Gardens, Sydney's first botanical illustrator or staff illustrator. And she worked, she lived from 1861 to 1953 and was employed at the gardens from 1901, from a ripe age of 40 to 1927. So she illustrated several large publications of early scientific botanical research, mostly eucalyptus and also a lot of the forest flora of New South Wales.
Mm-hmm. Is it still important, botanical drawing? I mean, is there a staff illustrator now at the Botanical Gardens?
Well, yes, there's two.
Oh, really? Okay.
Catherine Wardrop and myself, we job share. So really there is only one.
Okay.
But they have two people in that role. And we've been working together for nearly 30 years now doing our job. And we continue to illustrate new species that are discovered by the botanists on staff at the Botanic Gardens. And we also illustrate the flora of New South Wales. And those drawings are put up onto our online platform of PlantNet. It's called Flora Online. And there are lots of species from New South Wales, both native and also naturalised, that haven't really got a very good illustration. So there's an endless amount of work for us to do.
So why are we still using illustrations and why not use a photograph?
Well, we do work hand in hand with photography, but a black and white illustration, which is what we do, is much better at communicating the structural form of a plant. Colour and photography can be a bit confusing, and photography also has depth of field problems. So although it's good at showing what a plant kind of looks like, when it comes to the fine morphological features that are important in classifying plants, photography doesn't really do it. And an illustrator can clearly define those features, like hairs on a leaf or the floral parts. And we can clearly show the shape of those features and also how they're different from the closest relatives of that plant. So why is it a new species? And an illustrator can put all of those features in one drawing, and they get published in scientific papers when they're described as a new species.
Oh, well, there you go. I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Now, how did this exhibition come about?
Yes, good question. So Margaret Flockton has contributed to our illustration collection at the Botanic Gardens of Sydney to about 3,500 drawings. And having worked at the gardens for 26 years, it was really only when we started the award, mostly just the garden staff knew about her and how amazing she was. She was one of the first female lithographers trained in London, and she came to Sydney in her early years, so I think when she was around 20. And really, it was unknown in the community at all. So in about was it 2003, Catherine and I did a talk for International Women's Day on Margaret, and from that talk that we did, the director of the time, Tim Entwistle, decided it would be a good idea to set up an award to commemorate her contribution to botanical science and also try and promote to acknowledge the illustrators, contemporary scientific illustrators working around the world, who often are just hidden away in herbariums around the world. And the community doesn't really get to see the work that they've produced because it's hidden in scientific journals.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So this exhibition, it's a prize, okay, isn't it? So, is it for accuracy? Like, how is it? Is it accuracy, or is it artistic flavour? Or there can't be any artistic flavour. It has to be just accurate.
It's a combination. We have five criteria that we judge on. The first one, of course, is accurate interpretation and portrayal of the plant characters and the features of the plant. Technical merit, Reproducibility is very important because the majority of this work needs to be reproduced in either in print or on screen. Composition and artistic merit. So all of those elements get equal weighting in our judging. So obviously it has to be accurate, that's number one, but it also, the winning one generally has some kind of artistic flair or some amazing skill that the others don't have.
Okay. So has the winner been announced?
It has, yes.
It has? Okay. And who is the winner?
It was an Indonesian artist, Yunito Elizia, and he illustrated an orchid called Tolgaini's Inifera, which is an orchid that was found only in 2024 on the island of Seram in Indonesia. And he's only a young artist. I think he's 22, and his work is just so beautiful. The pen and ink drawing. We do receive digital drawings now, but his was a hand-drawn pen and ink drawing.
Wow, that sounds amazing. And how can we see this exhibition?
Well, the exhibition is on until the 29th of August. It's a Friday at the Garden Gallery at the Royal Botanic Gardens, Sydney. And the gallery is, it's a new gallery. It's only been open for about a year or so, year and a half. And you can enter it from Mrs. Macquarie's Road, which just down the road from the Art Gallery of New South Wales. And you enter from into reception, so from outside the gardens off Mrs. Macquarie's Road.
Okay.
And we have in the exhibition, it's about 42 framed works, and that's from, we had 52 artists enter from 23 countries. So it's an international
okay.
award.
All right. Is there a prize money or is it just...
There is prize money, okay. Yes. First prize gets $5,000 and second prize is two. And we also have three highly commended prizes as well.
Okay. Right. Mm. Well, look... if it doesn't rain all weekend, it's a good it's a good place to go. Or I suppose even in the rain,
I'll be there all day Saturday. So if anyone wants to ask me about the award, I'll be there to chat.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, Leslie.
Okay, thanks for having me.
All right, no worries. And that was Leslie Elkin, Gallery Curator at the Botanical Gardens, talking about the botanical drawing, the Margaret Flockton Award. It's all about botanical drawings. Sounds amazing.